Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
How do you feel about President Biden and former President Trump? We've been asking Americans.
A majority of Americans are dissatisfied with both President Biden and former President Trump on major issues, reflecting an electorate that's largely disappointed with the choices for this year's general election. That's according to a new poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. When asked which president did more to help people like them, roughly one-third say Donald Trump and about one-quarter say Joe Biden. But 30% of adults said neither Biden nor Trump. Biden scored lower on the cost of living, with only 2 in 10 thinking his presidency was helpful, while Trump's presidency rated not much better at 4 in 10. On immigration and border security, 46% think Trump's presidency helped a little or a lot. Only 16% said the same for Biden. I'm Jennifer King.
Belgium is announcing an investigation into what it suspects is Russian interference in elections across Europe in June. Belgium's prime minister says this appears to be an effort to get more pro-Russia candidates elected to the European Parliament. Now to the death of O.J. Simpson, football star, actor, and suspect, acquitted of charges he killed his former wife and her friend in a trial that mesmerized the public. O.J. Simpson died Wednesday of prostate cancer. He was 76. AP senior NFL writer Rob Motti.
He had been dealing with cancer, and there was some talk about him going in hospice. I know that he had denied it, but he's 76 years old. And although the NFL community hasn't been in contact, direct contact with him for a long time since those murder charges, and there have been a lot of people who know of the illness and thought that this was something that was going to be inevitable sooner rather than later.
Jury selection starts Monday in Donald Trump's hush money case in New York. More rain today across much of the East. This is AP News.
Insurance isn't one size fits all. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years now. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they'll show you options that fit your budget. So whether you're picking out your first policy or just looking for something that works better for you and your family, they make it easy to see your options. Visit Progressive.com. Find a rate that works for you with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There'll be another effort in Congress today to advance a bill that would reauthorize a crucial national security surveillance program. The AP's Ben Thomas.
House Speaker Mike Johnson's expected to bring forward new legislation to reform and extend part of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, known as Section 702. It's a tool FBI Director Christopher Wray calls
indispensable in keeping Americans safe from a whole barrage of fast-moving foreign threats.
However, a conservative revolt prevented an earlier bill reauthorizing it from reaching the floor. Johnson's Plan B would extend the program for 2 years instead of the full 5-year reauthorization first proposed. Johnson hopes that'll be enough to sway GOP critics. The program's set to expire April 19th.
The Dow slipped 2 points yesterday. The S&P rose 38 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
O.J. Simpson has died at the age of 76, his attorney confirms to the website TMZ. His family writes on X, formerly Twitter, that he died battling cancer. I'm Archie Zaraletta with a look at his life. O.J. Simpson was a football hero, a Hollywood actor, and the subject of what became known as the trial of the century. Simpson played 11 seasons in the NFL, mostly with the Buffalo Bills. He was the first running back to rush for more than 2,000 yards in a season. After retiring, he went into broadcasting and acting, appearing in the Naked Gun movies and The Towering Inferno. His 1994 trial for murder and the deaths of his former wife and her friend gripped the nation with wall-to-wall live coverage. Simpson was acquitted but later found liable in a civil trial.
O.J. Simpson was the defendant in the so-called trial of the century after the killings of his ex-wife and her friend. June 1994, Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman were killed outside her Los Angeles home, and the ex-football star became the suspect.
The Los Angeles Police Department right now is actively searching for Mr. Simpson.
He ran.
911, what are you reporting? This is AC. I have OJ in the car.
In the the back of his buddy Al Cowlings' white Ford Bronco, leading police on a slow 60-mile chase with people watching from overpasses and on nearly every TV network. Simpson surrendered, stood trial, and tried on a pair of bloody gloves.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
The jury did.
Not guilty of the crime of murder.
A separate civil trial 2 years later found him liable for the deaths. A decade later.
Count one, conspiracy to commit a crime. Guilty. Count two, conspiracy to commit kidnapping. Guilty.
Simpson went to prison after a confrontation in Las Vegas. He served 9 years, but as with the murder case, was not contrite.
I've basically spent a conflict-free life.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
After O.J. Simpson retired from football, he dabbled in acting. I'm Margie Zaraletta with a look at his entertainment career. One of the enduring images of O.J. Simpson's career as an entertainer was his running through an airport and leaping over counters for Hertz rental cars in the 1970s. In 1978, he was the second pro athlete to host Saturday Night Live after Fran Tarkenton.
Please! Throw down your guns!
Simpson was known for playing Nordberg in the Naked Gun movies, and he had a role in The Towering Inferno. He was considered for the title role in The Terminator, but producers thought Simpson had too nice of an image to be considered a cold-blooded killer. Simpson was working on a movie called Frogman shortly before the 1994 deaths of his ex-wife and her friends.
Former President Donald Trump is testing the limits of a gag order in his hush money trial in New York. The judge ordered Trump to curtail inflammatory speech on his social media platform, Truth Social. Trump called his former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, and adult film actor Stormy Daniels, two sleazebags, saying they have, with their lies and misrepresentations, cost the country dearly. Both are expected to testify. Judge Juan Merchan barred Trump from making public statements about probable trial witnesses. He did not give specific examples of what types of statements about witnesses were banned. Trump is allowed to make critical comments about the judge himself and Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. He has said the gag order violates his free speech rights. The trial is scheduled to start Monday. I'm Ed Donahue.
The wife of Julian Assange says her husband's legal case could be moving in the right direction after President Joe Biden confirmed the U.S. may drop charges against the imprisoned WikiLeaks founder. The development comes as supporters in several cities rallied to demand the release of Assange on the fifth anniversary of his incarceration in London's high-security Belmarsh jail. Biden said his administration is considering a request from Australia to drop the decade-long U.S. push to prosecute Assange, who's Australian, for publishing a trove of classified American documents. Officials have not provided more details, but Stella Assange says the comments are a good sign. I'm Charles DeLedesma.
The Arizona State Legislature broke out shouting shame on Wednesday as discussion on abortion was shut down by Republicans.
Shame on you!
Soon after, the Arizona Supreme Court upheld a 19th century law criminalizing abortion throughout pregnancy unless a woman's life is at risk. Some state representatives attempted discussion on the matter, but were quickly shut down. The audio is courtesy of State Representative Annalise Ortiz. State Representative Stephanie Stahl Hamilton, a Democrat, says the world is watching Arizona.
Should the 1864 ban on abortion remain the law in Arizona, people will die.
Republican State Representative Teresa Martinez says the law, which doesn't make exceptions for rape or incest, can be upheld by the state.
The Supreme Court returned the authority to regulate abortion to the states, where it rightfully belongs.
Lawmakers are recessed until April 17th. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The Seaport Oil Terminal being developed off Freeport, Texas, will be able to load two supertankers at once with an export capacity of 2 million barrels of crude oil per day. The $1.8 billion project by Houston-based Enterprise Products Partners received a deep water port license from the Department of Transportation's Maritime Administration this week. Environmentalists, still irked by the Willow Oil Project in Alaska, say this new project will contribute to planet-warming greenhouse gas emissions equivalent to nearly 90 coal-fired power plants. The terminal is expected to begin operations by 2027. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Federal authorities have charged the former longtime interpreter for Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani with federal bank fraud. Prosecutors allege that interpreter Ippe Mizuhara stole more than $16 million from the Japanese sensation to cover gambling debts. U.S. Attorney Martine Estrada announced the charges Thursday at a press conference in Los Angeles.
In 2021, Mr. Mizuhara began placing sports bets with a group of bookmakers who were linked to an illegal gambling operation. Over time, Mr. Mizuhara's bets became more and more frequent.
Mizuhara was abruptly fired by the team after the scandal surfaced last month, and Major League Baseball opened a separate investigation. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
AP Sports, I'm David Schuster. It was another busy sports day, and we begin with round one of the Masters. Graham Agars has all the details.
Bryson DeChambeau has taken a one-shot lead over world number one Scottie Scheffler in an incomplete opening round of the Masters. Weather delayed the start of play by 2.5 hours, but DeChambeau and Scheffler were among the lucky ones to finish. DeChambeau birdied his first three holes and then three of the last four for a 7-under 65 to edge a charging Scheffler, who birdied four of his last six holes for a 66. Defending champion Jon Rahm posted a 1-over 73, but Tiger Woods, Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka are among those who will have to play catch-up on day two.
Woods is minus one through 13 holes. Okay, let's hear from the top two on the leaderboard, beginning with DeChambeau.
For me, I have a level of respect for this golf course that's a little bit different than a couple years ago. And clearly today was a great test of golf, and I was able to conquer a very difficult golf course today.
And as Graham mentioned, world number one Scottie Scheffler is just one shot back, and he talks about maneuvering around the course at Augusta.
Yeah, limiting your mistakes is important. It's important to kind of keep that momentum of the round going. And I felt like today when I was in some challenging spots on some tough holes, I did a good job of, you know, pitching up there nice and close. And it was a pretty solid day.
From the links, we move to the hard court. And if there's a better guard in the NBA right now than Jalen Brunson, I'd like to know about it. Brunson has been on fire of late and was again on Thursday night, pumping in 39 points as the Knicks won in Boston, 118-109.
Whenever you play against him, it's just it's always a good measure to see where you're at. Obviously, we played pretty good tonight, but we know what they're capable of, and we just had their number tonight. But if it does come to a point where we play them, we just know that we have our hands full.
Elsewhere, DeMar DeRozan scored 39 in Chicago's 127-105 victory at Detroit. Fred Van Vliet scored 42, but Houston lost at Utah, 124-121. Golden State 192 over Portland, and New Orleans 135-123 over Sacramento. Football news: O.J. Simpson passed away from prostate cancer at the age of 76. Simpson was accused and acquitted of murder in the 1990s, and before that, he won the Heisman Trophy at USC and was a prolific running back for the Buffalo Bills in the NFL. And Tom Brady says he might not be done after all, saying that if a team needs him late this coming season, he'll consider playing again. Baseball and hockey is next. Major League Baseball on Thursday, Kansas City won its seventh in a row, 13-3 over Houston, as Bobby Witt Jr. had four hits, two home runs, and five RBIs. The Mets scored early and often, crushing Atlanta 16-4. Four Oakland pitchers combined on a one-hitter as the A's blanked Texas 1-0, Baltimore 9-4 over Boston, and Michael Luongo was on hand for Philadelphia and Pittsburgh.
The Phillies belted three home runs in a 5-1 win over the Pirates. Philadelphia took a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth at Alec Bohm's first home run of the season. They added four runs in the bottom of the seventh on a pair of two-run home runs by Brandon Marsh and Bryson Stott. The home run by Marsh was his fourth of the year.
I like where I'm aggressive, where I want to be, where I choose to be. You know, it's a toss-up what you're going to get every night out there at the plate, but just being aggressive when I get the pitch I like.
Ranger Suarez picked up the win to improve the 2-0. Jarrett Jones took the loss for Pittsburgh.
Off the field, Geffen Kuhlbach has the latest on the soap opera out in Los Angeles.
Federal authorities have charged the former longtime interpreter for Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani with federal bank fraud. Prosecutors allege that interpreter Ippe Mizuhara stole more than $16 million from the Japanese sensation to cover gambling debts. U.S. Attorney Martine Estrada announced the charges Thursday at a press conference in Los Angeles.
In 2021, Mr. Mizuhara began placing sports bets with a group of bookmakers who were linked to an illegal gambling operation. Over time, Mr. Mitsuhara's bets became more and more frequent.
Mitsuhara was abruptly fired by the team after the scandal surfaced last month, and Major League Baseball opened a separate investigation.
Now to hockey, beginning with Tom Merriam reporting on Philadelphia and the New York Rangers.
The Flyers came up with a desperately needed victory, topping the top team in the league, the Rangers, 4-1. Philadelphia had lost 8 straight coming into the game, but got off to a quick start in this one as Cam York scored at 4:21 of the first period.
I don't think we've scored the first goal in a few games, so that was big just to kind of get the momentum on our side and get things going for us, and I think it kind of got the momentum on our side, and we're rolling.
The Rangers did tie it late in the first on Artemi Panarin's 47th goal of the season, but the Flyers scored twice in the second period, one early by Bobby Brink and the other late by Travis Konechny to take a 3-1 lead into the third. Noah Cates sealed it for Philly with his 6th goal of the season, nearly 6 minutes into the third period. Samuel Larson made 24 saves as the Flyers kept their slim hopes alive for a playoff spot.
And other winners on Thursday night: Buffalo, New Jersey, Ottawa, Florida, Pittsburgh, the Islanders, Winnipeg, San Jose, and L.A. I'm David Schuster, AAP Sports.
The National Transportation Safety Board says that the data from the 2022 Mustang Mach-E SUV showed that Ford's Blue Cruise driver assist system was in use ahead of the February 24th crash. The Mach-E struck the rear of a 1999 Honda CR-V that was stopped in the middle of 3 lanes around 9:50 p.m. Another driver who was able to avoid the CR-V told investigators that neither its tail nor hazard lights were working at the time. The wreck is one of 2 crashes being investigated. In both cases, the Mach-E's hit vehicles stopped on freeways at night, and neither the driver nor the system were able to prevent the collisions. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Bad news for home shoppers. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.88%. That's the highest level since early March. When mortgage rates rise, it can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs for borrowers, limiting how much they can afford when shopping for a home. Rates have been mostly drifting higher in recent weeks amid stronger than expected reports on employment and inflation. Many economists still expect the average rate on a 30-year mortgage will ease later this year. The most forecasts call for it to stay above 6%. I'm Alex Vega.
U.S. producer prices rose last month. It's more evidence that progress against inflation may have stalled this year. The Labor Department says producer prices rose 2.1% from last March at the fastest pace in nearly a year. That, of course, raises doubts about the timing of any interest rate cut from the Federal Reserve. In the face of aggressive hikes by the Fed, inflation had fallen steadily after peaking in the middle of 2022, but the improvements lately have been hard to come by. I'm Shelley Adler.
Fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week, 11,000 fewer. Overall, 1.8 million people were on unemployment during the week that ended March 30th. For the whole month of March, employers added a surprising 303,000 jobs. The unemployment rate dipped to 3.8%. Many economists thought we might fall into a recession this year, but there are plenty of jobs and the economy has held up better than expected, thanks to strong consumer spending. Though layoffs remain at low levels, companies have been announcing more job cuts recently, mostly across technology and media. I'm Rita Foley.
A Vietnam court has sentenced real estate tycoon Tromi Lan to death in the country's largest financial fraud case. The 67-year-old chair of real estate company Van Tieng Pat was accused of fraud amounting to $12.5 billion, nearly 3% of the country's 2022 GDP. She illegally controlled the Saigon Joint Stock Commercial Bank between 2012 and 2022, siphoning off funds through thousands of ghost companies and bribes to government officials. State media Vien Express reports Lan allowed 2,500 loans that resulted in losses of $27 billion to the bank and must compensate the Stock Commercial Bank. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
55 Coast Guard Academy cadets have been disciplined over homework cheating accusations. Over 4 dozen U.S. Coast Guard Academy cadets are being disciplined for violating academic policy. Coast Guard officials say 55 cadets have been disciplined for sharing homework answers, which is a violation of the Academy's policy. They were accused of cheating by sharing homework answers for 2 separate assignments online. After disciplinary hearings, 6 cadets have failed the course and 48 got lowered grades. Officials also said the cadets will be able to appeal the disciplinary actions. I'm Haya Panjwani.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press.
Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.